Welcome to the Medicare Help Desk radio show and podcast with Justin Colvin. Figuring out which coverage is best for you can be overwhelming and confusing. The Medicare Help Desk is here to answer all your questions. And now, here's your host, Medicare specialist, Justin Colvin.
Welcome to the Medicare Help Desk radio show. Your host, Justin Colvin. Again, we really appreciate all our listeners out there. Thanks for tuning in today. We are covering a lot of ground today in today's session. It's going to be what changes to expect with Medicare in 2022. Again, it's Justin Colvin here, host of the Medicare Help Desk radio show. We have this as a podcast. Every recording is posted on the website for you to check out, covering a multitude of topics about Medicare. I own an insurance agency called the Medicare Help Desk. Our website is www.themedicarehelpdesk.com. Again, that's www.themedicarehelpdesk.com. Our phone number, if you're local here in Tallahassee where we do the show, it's 850-632-0033. Again, 850-632-0033. If you have questions about the show, feedback, or you want to recommend a show topic, something I maybe haven't covered in the past and you'd like me to talk about, you can also text that number. So it's call or text. And then our toll-free number for anyone around the country listening, I have business in about 40 states. We are a national insurance company based here in Tallahassee, right? But we're basically digital, right? Everything we do is over the phone, via web, email. That's just the way we're set up. It's just a much more efficient model for our business and allows us to help more people with Medicare. And that's our main focus every day. You know, it's not running a radio show. Love the show, but our main goal is helping people with Medicare. And that's usually on the phone, talking about plans and reviewing coverage and making elections and coverage changes and recommending different programs. So that takes a lot of my time each and every day, but I enjoy it. Really helped a lot of clients save money over the years, both in premiums and also reduce their drug costs. It was very, very successful in helping to lower the cost for people on Medicare and help them make the best coverage selections that they're that they're afforded in that particular area. So we do business in about 40 states, and also we represent over 30 different insurance companies. So a lot of the big names that you are probably familiar with, many of you already have, like United Healthcare or Aetna, Cigna, Humana, WellCare, Blue Cross, Mutual of Omaha, and many, many more. We represent all those companies. Our cost is free. We don't pay, you don't pay us anything for us to help you. If I'm able to kind of point you in the right direction, I'm glad to help out. So just give us a call. And that 1-800 number I didn't give you, I'm going to give that to you now. It's 1-800-414-2044. So we're going to go ahead and just jump into today's topic. This is episode 25, what changes to expect with Medicare in 2022 in this upcoming year. So here's the thing with Medicare. There's always going to be changes, right? So don't be fearful. Just be optimistic, right? And then some of these changes are just very mundane. Not big changes. They can be very surface and small, subtle changes. But nonetheless, life is changing. Right? Everything in life changes. So each year you have, and what I'm going to preface this by is saying that Medicare supplement plans, we're talking about primarily today Medicare Advantage plans and Part D prescription drug plans, which are called PDPs. So MAPDs is Medicare Advantage Prescription Drug Plan, and PDPs are prescription drug plans. We're not talking about Medicare supplements today, and the reason is their benefits don't change, right? The benefits, it's ironclad, and we've talked about Medicare supplements ad nauseum on this show. And these are the plans. They're also referred to as Medigap. They're lettered like the alphabet, such as Plan F is in Frank, G is in George, N is in Nancy, and so forth. So these plans, the benefits are dictated by that coverage letter, right? So each year the rates can go up, yes, how much you pay for it, but the benefits themselves don't change. They're set in stone. The provider networks don't change because it's not a, it's just a supplement. It's a secondary to original Medicare. All that matters is does your doctor or hospital take original Medicare, which is the red, white, and blue card. If they take that, they take whatever Medicare supplement plan you have. So there's not really much, you don't have to do anything in the fall annual enrollment season. You don't have to make any changes unless you want to. There's nothing required. There's no action to take because the plan doesn't change. And actually the rates don't really change either around the annual year. They could, but mostly they change around the policy anniversary. And we're still talking about Medicare supplements, okay? So Medicare supplements, usually you get those when you age into Medicare and turn 65. Like, for example, me, I'm 40 years old, Justin Colvin. Let's fast forward, assume I'm 65. My birthday is October 5th. For all of you guys who are curious. So this October, let's say I was, you know, going to be turning 65, then I would have my plan start, you know, Medicare always starts the first of the month in which you turn 65. So I always start October 1st. And so my rate's not going to go up around the new year. It would go up around October 1st. And you always get notice from the insurance carrier, typically 30 to 45 days prior. So that means my rate increase would come in probably mid-August-ish to early September-ish, right? In anticipation of an October 1st increase. For next year, that'd be 2022. So that has nothing to do with annual enrollment. It's just whenever that policy renews, it's typically around the effective the anniversary date of the policy. That's Medicare supplements. So the most of the show today, we're going to be discussing Medicare Advantage plans, things that change with that, and just greater things at large with Medicare that do change or possible changes. There's big legislative talk out there about expanding Medicare, Medicare for all, lowering the Medicare age. We're not really going to unpack that today because that stuff is conjecture. They're talking about it, but nothing's been passed. It's just talk. They've talked about this for years. And maybe something will happen. If it does, we'll cover it more on the show. But these are things we know will change, and I want to focus on those items for the duration of today's show. So first things I'll cover is just basic amounts, premium amounts, and CMS-dictated amounts. So CMS, and I've covered that, it just means the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, and primarily today we're talking about Medicare. So the Center for Medicare Services, they dictate certain items. And there's the things like the Part A as in Apple, Part A deductible, which is your hospital deductible, the Part B medical deductible, the Part B as in boy premium that everybody pays. If you're on Medicare A and B, which is original Medicare, you have to pay a Part B premium, right? That amount keeps getting adjusted each year, and it typically goes up with inflation, right? So presently today, in 2021, this year, it's $148.50. Now, of course, it probably will go up a little bit next year. We don't anticipate a big leap. When I first got in the business, Part B, and this is going back to 2014, so about 7 years ago, the Part B premium at that point was $104.90. So, you know, that's 7 years ago. It's $44 higher, I guess you could say, than it was then. But that's to be expected. Everything is more expensive now. The cost of housing, the cost of college tuition, food, energy, right? That's just part of inflation. So each year, CMS, Centers for Medicare Services, sets these amounts. So we don't know just yet, but we'll know later in the year when those amounts are going to be increased, right? And they come out with a statement. They usually make a press release. And then insurance brokers like myself and other people that are, you know, big authorities in industry will disseminate that out to their clients. So you'll know. And usually you get a letter. A lot of times Social Security sends out a notice that tells you, hey, here's the new Part A deductible amount. Here's the Part B deductible amount for 2022. Here's the Part B premium. There's other things that can change, like the Part D is in drugs deductible. There's a drug deductible in every Part D drug plan, which is prescription drug coverage with Medicare. And that amount is also set by CMS, at least the maximum amount. The plans can decide what they want to set their deductible out, but CMS sets the maximum, right? The max amount that it could be. And then the carriers can then individually pick what they want the deductible to be. Many of them, though, do make the deductible the max amount set by CMS. Presently, it's $445. That's the max drug deductible in 2021. Of course, it probably will go up by a little bit in 2022. In 2020, that deductible is $435. Okay, so it went up a little bit, right? Again, a lot of times between like 2 and 4% bump, you know, something around whatever they quote as inflation, even though that inflation amount that they're using is, we all know, not really, really accurate compared to what the prices are, especially with housing today. But just trying to be, you know, factual with what they're stating to us as consumers. The other thing that can change is the max out of pocket. And that's the amount that you'll see dictated on every Medicare Advantage plan is called a MOOP. And we've talked about that before in previous shows. MOOP means max out of pocket is the acronym. And it just means all the costs that you pay, always nickel and dime co-pays and deductibles that you pay while you're on the Medicare Advantage plan. When you reach a certain threshold called the MOOP, max out of pocket, that means you're done. You don't pay anything further. So it's kind of a stop loss in a way as to how much financial risk you would have for that calendar year. Presently, the max out of pocket for 2021 is $7,550. Will that go up in 2022? Most likely. We don't know exactly what that'll be, but speculation is maybe $8,000, $8,300. But it doesn't mean every plan is going to have that as a max out of pocket. They could. It just means that's the max amount that CMS will allow the plans to have. So these are just some basic figures that can change every year, and they usually do. And they increase fractionally every year due to inflation. Typically, they're somewhat tied to CPI, which is the cost of consumer price index, or basically inflation. The other bigger changes that are more noticeable and the things that you really care about more often is what's inside of the actual plan itself, right? And that is in regard to Medicare Advantage and prescription drug plans. So every year, these insurance companies, if you have one of these products, has to send you what's called an annual notice of change. We call it an ANOC for short, annual notice of change. And it just means they have to state in writing, in print, hey, here's what we're doing for next year, okay? Gives you an opportunity to review those changes to see if it's going to impact you in a major way or a minor way or maybe not at all. Like I said, a lot of these changes, it's just small minutia changes. You know, some things may go up, some things may go down. Some drugs are on the formulary, maybe now they're not. They can change the pharmacy networks, the provider networks. You know, everything can kind of change, but typically it is subtle, small minutia changes. But it doesn't always have to be that way. It could be a large change. That's why it's important to review this document, because it's going to give you further clarity on which direction you want to go for the new year, if a plan change is needed or not needed. And that's why it's important to have a good broker too, like myself or somebody else in the industry that can help you walk you through this, because it's a maze. It's a lot of complicated mess when it comes to Medicare. So why put all the onus and burden on yourself, right? Why do that? We get paid by the insurance companies. You don't pay us anything. So it's always important to have good representation. You can always call me with those questions. My number again is 850-632-0033. And again, it's Justin Colvin with the Medicare Help Desk. Sounds like we're coming up on a break. So after the break, we'll be back into segment two, and I'll unpack more specific changes and the ones that you're really going to be concerned about. So stick around. We've got a great session coming up. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Medicare Help Desk radio show and podcast. Your host, Justin Colvin, author, insurance broker, and host here. We come here every week bringing more and more content to you, more and more value, trying to unpack the difficulty of Medicare and shedding more light on the subject matter. So today's topic, again, is episode 25, what changes to expect with Medicare in 2022, in the new year, okay? So in the first segment, we unpacked basic amounts, basic factors and numbers that are dictated by CMS, which is the Centers for Medicare, like the Part A deductible, the Part B premium you pay, some of the other limits, like the max out-of-pocket on Advantage plans, the prescription deductibles, etc. Most of this is communicated to you through Social Security towards the end of the year. So you'll be getting the next probably 4 to 6 weeks some kind of notice that shows you this information, and you can always just Google it, right? It'll tell you. But this changes every year, and these things aren't big changes. It's just small changes, typically tied to inflation. As everything in life gets more expensive, these are just these figures that are changing every year. The big thing I want to unpack, and I want to save the entire second segment for this, is just what specifically within the Medicare Advantage and prescription drug framework, what there. This is going to be a huge year. I can't go over all the plan specifics in details because contractually I'm not really allowed to until October 1st, which is when the annual enrollment period begins for 2021. And then just so you know, AEP, which is the annual enrollment period for Medicare, is actually formally October 15th or December 7th. So that's the window where you can make your plan changes. And you can change as many times as you need to, but whatever last change you make, that last plan selection is what sticks and what becomes effective for January 1st of 2022. Now, the first 2 weeks from October 1st to October 15th is what we call pre-AEP. So we can't actually enroll you in a plan, but we can discuss and market specifics of the 2022 plan. So that's kind of like a two-week, you know, marketing and communication period, get your ducks in a row. And then a lot of times people know by 10:15, hey, I already know what I'm going to do. My agent got with me ahead of time, and I can just make that change. Boom, and it's done. So that's what we use that two-week period for. So what I'm going to talk about today is just more of the high-level stuff. I'm going to major specifics, but I've been on some of these insurance carrier calls. So as a broker, as you know, I represent over 30 different insurance companies. I'm not beheld to one company. I'm not captive to any specific carrier. I represent a number of them, right? And a lot of the names I mentioned before in the first segment, like Aetna, Cigna, Humana, Blue Cross, Mutual of Omaha, United Healthcare, et cetera. So they put out like conference webinars for us to attend, right? What they call like AEP marketing or kickoff calls. So we can kind of see what's happening. We can't really go over it in person, but I can talk about just the high level stuff. And it is an exciting year. 2022, there's going to be a tremendous growth in Medicare plans. And so what's happening is managed care plans, and I'm probably going to do an entire topic on this in the future, but managed care plans are essentially anything that has like a network, like an HMO, a PPO, a point of service model. Typically with Medicare plans, it's an HMO or PPO. These plans, and including Obamacare, which is ACA, the Affordable Care Act plans, which are also HMOs, EPOs, PPOs, right? All these little acronyms, they're managed care plans. They are getting a tremendous amount of funding from the federal government, right? And so because of that, their plan options are going to continue to expand. They're going to be more and more plans being offered. There's going to be greater benefits being offered. So Medicare Advantage plans are on the way up. They're not on the way down. They're not going away. Contrary to what some people may say or may have a bias towards them, I do. My insurance agency, the Medicare Help Desk, we write both types of plans. We do Medicare supplements, which I talked about in the first part of the segment, the first segment of the show, and also Medicare Advantage plans. But Advantage plans have a huge funding mechanism from the federal government, so they keep getting more and more dollars. And these insurance companies are adding more plans and beefing up the benefits in a plan. So what we're seeing now is in some markets, there might have been, you know, just even 5 to 7 years ago, no Medicare Advantage option, or maybe just one plan. Now there's 3 to 4. In 2022, there may be as many as 5 to 7. So the amount of choice is increasing. This is only a good thing. This change is not bad. This is good because you want competition. Competition leads to better products for the consumer, right? Now we're in a capitalist economy. You know, at least for now, depending how, you know, the administration thinks, how they go and proceed from here. But we still are. And so more options is better. Less options is worse. If you only have one plan, it's kind of like having one utility company, right? Or one telecom, you know, one internet service provider. You're going to get gouged. There's no other competition. You want that. And so that's what's happening is there's these companies, maybe they don't have a presence in a rural county. And then the next year that can completely change. So if you're in an area where there's not much Medicare Advantage presence, definitely give me a call because it may be a big change for 2022. Again, I'm in 40 states, hundreds if not thousands of counties that have clients all around the country. So it pays to have a good professional helping you. My number again, my local number is 850-632-0033. Again, that's 850-632-0033. So some of these benefits that are changing in, like more plans are being available, made available. The other thing I've seen is that the Part B give back, okay? So that is where some of these plans, you see this on these commercials, these TV commercials that talk about, you know, get up to $144 back on your Social Security check. You're like, how do they do that? How do they give me free money? Well, they do because they get a lot of money from the federal government. So they can then in turn return that to you in the form of benefits. And this is called a Part B give back or Part B rebate or Part B refund, whatever you call it. It's just free money to you. It usually comes on your Social Security check, and it basically offsets the Medicare Part B premium that everybody has to pay, which is presently $148.60. And there's more and more plans that are offering this Part B give back. And the ones that already have a Part B give back, many of them are increasing the amount. So if it's like, say it's $75 a month, some are going to $90 or $100 a month. That's an increase in the Part B give back. Another thing we're seeing is the amounts of dental, vision, and hearing. That's a big benefit with Medicare Advantage. A lot of those benefits are also being amplified. So you have higher amounts of benefits to use. Over-the-counter, which is also referred to as the OTC benefit. This is money that you can use towards like vitamins, supplements, Band-Aids, cough syrup, cotton swabs, lots of just basic household items that we all purchase at CVS or Walgreens or Walmart. These plans give you an allowance. Many of them do. So the benefit amount that they give you can vary, but now that's also increasing on many plans for 2022, and some plans that didn't offer are now offering it. Another thing I thought was kind of interesting is there's an increase in holistic and alternative care, and this is particularly big on the West Coast. It's more prevalent there, but even in other markets here in the Southeast, naturopathic, acupuncture benefits, which Medicare does not cover that, okay? Medicare covers traditional medicine, drugs, surgery, that kind of thing. They're not, you know, they do cover some chiropractic. I've covered that in other shows. In limited circumstances, so that's covered. But the naturopathic and acupuncture, that's much more further into the holistic model Advantage plans are having an increasing presence of those benefits now provided for consumers. So another plug for why Advantage plans are just so strong. Also, the networks are continuing to expand. So they're adding more doctor and hospital contracts, more labs. You're getting bigger presence, bigger networks. And that was one of the big complaints for many years, right, with Medicare Advantage plans, was that the networks are skimpy. And they were. I mean, when they first got started, they had to develop and recruit and build a network, right? But now that they're getting in maturity and getting more funding, right, they can recruit better hospitals and doctors and have a better presence in their networks. So that's increasing. Also, we're seeing more HMO plans. Typically, an HMO plan requires the referral access. You have to have a referral to see a specialist. Many of the new HMO plans for 2022 are just going to make that optional. You don't have to have the referral. Another big advantage, transportation benefits. So if you have maybe some have elderly clients that can't really, they're not as mobile, they can't get around, they need transportation to get to and from hospital, doctor visits, pharmacy locations. A lot of plans have transportation, but not all of them. So we're seeing more plans offering the transportation benefit. And then the ones that do already offer transportation, they typically have a cap on how many rides they provide, 20, 25, sometimes 50. Some are even unlimited. Not many, but some are. And so we're seeing also the amount of rides that you can have on a per year basis, that feature increasing. If you're dual eligible, meaning if you have if you're low income and so you're what's called a DSNP, a dual special needs plan, or maybe you have a chronic health condition and you might qualify for a CSNP plan. I have some clients that fit this situation. Those benefits and those plans are increasing in access. So some markets may not have but one DSNP plan or maybe no CSNP plans. Now we're seeing that also expand. There's more choice in the DSNP and CSNP market. And then the benefit amounts they provide, the food cards, the over-the-counter limits, those benefits, all those are also being increased correspondingly. So there's a lot to be excited about. All these changes I'm mentioning are for the positive. It's not like the benefits are getting worse. They're getting better. So that's something we want to hang our hat on and be focused on the positive. And this is a huge positive development. In fact, this is where most of the growth is really in the industry. You know, I've got well over, like 1,500 clients now. And each year that goes by now in my business, I'm writing more and more Medicare Advantage. Not that I'm trying to seek that out. It's just what's making sense, right, for the consumer. And part of it is because of the massive funding, right, that's behind this model because of the federal government. They're just providing a lot of money towards this. And we don't see it letting up. You know, you're seeing a dramatic growth in managed care plans on both the Medicare side of the house as well as the individual under 65 Obamacare. Anything government sponsored, even Medicaid, right? Medicaid's been contracted out. And there's many companies that provide Medicaid plans, like, you know, WellCare and Humana and others. We're not going to get further into that in the weeds, but these are all basically what? Government-sponsored plans. And so because the government's behind it, there's a lot of money being splashed around, those companies, if there's more competition, they have to provide it back in the form of benefits. So maybe not good for the national debt, right? But this is really good news for consumers on the health plan front because the benefits are better. Right. And you can benefit from that. You just have to know what's available and, you know, choose correspondingly, choose proactively. And that's where I come in. That's where I help folks. So I hopefully that today's been really impactful for you. We do want to thank all of our listeners out there. Thank you so much for tuning in every week and listening to us. Again, it's Justin Colvin here with the Medicare Help Desk Radio Show. We'll see you next week and we'll talk to you soon. Thank you.